August 23rd, 2014. It's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro Show. We're here at sea, outside the breakwater, in the open Pacific.
Anytime.
For having us aboard. The next last day of the Tall Ship Festival, so we're going to go look at the 100-foot rubber duck when we get a shot when we go back out in the harbor. But first, Scooper Jeff, we got a guest with us.
Yes, we do.
Gabe, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you, Skipper Jeff.
Absolutely. And you ever been to these parts outside the harbor?
Just a little bit. I've been to Portsacall when I was a kid, and I was at Sunken City maybe 6 months ago.
Oh, so Pedro. Okay. But you ever been at sea?
Oh, at sea? Yeah.
These parts?
No.
Oh. Parts. Where? La Jolla?
I went on a cruise in Barcelona.
Oh, wow.
Catalonia. Back in 2007, I went through parts of Italy and France.
Great.
The Mediterranean. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, wow. I've never done that.
Oh,
you did kayak in La Jolla.
I did. I did kayaking in La Jolla about maybe between a year and 2 years ago with my girlfriend on
a
trip.
Open sea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's happening.
Really,
that's happening. No, I was telling you I do Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays here. But it takes a while just to get to the Angel Gate, so I don't spend much time in the open sea. Well, how's your wind?
It's kind of iffy.
Not
right
there,
now.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I should say, we start off the show with John Coltrane doing Off Minor. That's John Coltrane with Thelonious Monk when he played with him for 9 months. In between stints with Mr. Miles Davis. And that's take four, by the way. I've never played that. And then Sawako after that, Locus of Everyday Life. That's the last track I've played now of her new album. She just gave me one she did a collaboration with in 2008, so we'll be playing that next show. It's kind of trippy, people. 3 Watt from Pedro shows in 1 week. But that's the way the cards got dealt, so please don't bump too hard on that. Don't want to saturate
that.
The market.
I'm just
but you use it
up.
For fucking drives, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's got hell commutes.
Not
he has to go
bad.
Up the I-710?
Yeah.
No?
I thought it was
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it's about 30.
Yeah, can
why we got this fucking dirty-ass foam way out here? Damn.
Well,
now, you see this in the harbor, you know,
yeah.
Where there's a breakwater bathtubbing it in. But to see filthy foam like that in the open sea, that's
yeah,
a heartbreak.
Right.
You know what I saw last week? A 40 floating Paps. Okay, look. Right, dudes...
Yeah.
Old English, right?
Yeah, Cobra.
And maybe Cobra, yeah, or Colt 45. Who's doing... That's hipsters, yeah. Right? Have you seen a 40s of Pabst? I'm thinking, why didn't one... The motherfucker just put this in a can.
Yeah. Could have been Rodman.
He does Pabst?
Nah,
I'm just wondering, who does 40s... Ball. Who does 40 ounces of Pabst?
Oh,
that ain't, you know, your usual hood people. I mean...
PBR.
I know, yeah. I didn't even know they made 40s.
Know they made
40
either.
Yeah, trying to get on there. Anyway,
yeah,
people, look, if you're at sea and you finish your bottle, wait till you get in before you fling it. What's that, Skipper Jeff?
What are we talking about? I see a fishing boat.
Right there, 3 o'clock.
More
okay.
Foam.
No, but that's a fishing boat out there?
Yeah, fishing
okay.
Boat. They call that area, you don't
yeah.
see it, they call it the horseshoe because it's the shape of the underwater topography. There's it's a horseshoe shaped, and then it drops off. It's a
yeah.
horseshoe shaped shoal about, and it's about 70 feet of water there. So, good little fishing spot.
Right, because
yeah.
that's,
yeah, they go
you got
for
an ecosystem
rock fish,
for,
and,
yeah.
you know, if they're lucky,
because it drops off to many thousands of feet, right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, between here and Avalon, I think, no, maybe more than that. I can't quote it right now. My depth sounder cuts off at 300 feet. That's all I need. But, no, I could look it up on the chart. Yeah, I think.
I heard there was a big trench between us and Catalina.
1,500 plus, yeah, gets deep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank God we're floating.
Hey, yeah. Cower float. Let's hear some music.
heart's haunted by the angel of indecision, calling me back from the past, calling when I'm about to leave the other man. All these men can get nothing. All these men can get nothing. All these tents can dance without a word. Oh!
Nebula dust, there we buzzed in the wholeness of nowhere. Horizon spreading out from in between two waves ripped out there. The vastness of emptiness surrounds us until the endless night. Yet that divine, gelid sphere of precious ray-deflecting might, cozening her quivering egg like infinity's only prize. One last hunger receding by the moment, now pint-sized, though supersized filter skies dripping of fecund clouds, we breathe carnation, think daydreams, exploding now, whispering why nots of temptation to taste live sounds, while listening for future freeze foments further underground, soon to slide inside the slippery bonds of natural toys, wearing critter manners just to taste that feral noise, smelling like we're gelling with whistling bones and moss, merging songs with dirt, all sing a dirge of skyward loss. Swimmingly, storms will discharge like sailors born, where thunder whales pull lightning rails, sleds half-worn. Whether terms for lessons learned fall from thin air, lessening like weather dispelling rain on a dare, callous deeds of the aviary wearing care on their shoulders, indiscreet fashion dooming them to hive collapse from boulders. Else, who's wondering on the fungal mat connects us all? Or hearing sliced magnetism of pending torrent and lava fall, while multi-paisley grids flash and smother every topography. Oceans ask of interspecies awareness, tingle and sway in empathy. A mad lyrical poesy ensues, thrilling on every wonder at once. From ion to rock to worm to octopus to daughters and sons, enduring simultaneity prior to any awareness aimed. From kissing to gravity unfolding from antimatter frames, every moment being known coincidentally in light-speed minds. Then, 4 footsteps backward, out-skinned from the animal rind, unsheathing one's existence from an instant before one might, algebraically diminished faint focus from collective insight. Yet, some tenaciously cling to the roots, glistening in oral view, singing lilt and deft signals, or redefining psyches via arranged hues. Still others share with unquenching math, and some breathe tomorrow, freely feeding forward through the naughtiest confusion a gift of hello. Even carrying it all through waking memory of millennia barely begun is the sweetest color ever thought. Water on an earth with a fresh sun.
but it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor.
Okay. One and two and three. One, two, one, two, three, four.
started off with something new from a pop group, Colorblind, but it ain't new. It's from 1980 or something like that, 79. I think they're going to come do a U.S. tour. Ain't that a trip? Sunburned Face from Allegheny Whitefish. Mr. Tom Tobacco out of Pittsburgh. Chris Skoger with the Humble Drop out of Austin, Texas. Cave Metaphor, the God in Hackney. I think the maybe England guys living in the U.S. Kyoka, a Japanese lady in Berlin with Rolling and Tumbling. Now, wasn't there a Cream song? And it was a cover of a blues song. Sea Dog after that from Brighton, England. Call and Respond. Also Clowns with She Says I'm a Clown. And Girls from Zombie Crash, all three, Brighton. And Boris out of Tokyo with Taiyo Nobaka. Was that like Stupid Son? Yeah. And P-Frog Dog, SXTC, 20 years after the fact. From Serbia, they're out of Atlanta. From Belgrade, Go Quiet, PNDC and Housework. Split Red out of Philadelphia with Manifest Blasphemy. And finally, Television with Richard Hell on the bass doing I Don't Care from a Prac Pad recording in 1974. We're at the end of the first hour, August 23rd, 2014 edition of Watt Peter Show with Cooper Jeff and Gabe out here in the open sea. And we didn't lose the pewter when we got that way. Hold tight for hour two.
When in doubt, run around, scream, and shout.
Is that right?
That's a joke.
Oh, okay. August 23rd, 2014, second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Calendar, decir a mí cómo me iba a imaginar si yo no tengo lugar, si yo no tengo lugar, si yo no tengo lugar en la tierra y mis manos son lo único que tengo. Y mis manos son mi amor y mi sustento, y mis manos son lo único que tengo, son mi amor y mi sustento. No hay casa donde llegar, mi padre y mi madre están más lejos de este barrial, más lejos de este barrial, más lejos de este barrial que una estrella. Y mis manos son lo único que tengo, y mis manos son mi amor y mi sustento, y mis manos son lo único que tengo, son mi amor y mi sustento. Cuando no tengo lugar, cuando no tengo lugar, cuando no tengo lugar en la tierra, y mis manos son lo único que tengo, y mis manos son mi amor y mi sustento, y mis manos son lo único que tengo, son mi amor y mi sustento.
a base one just, but of was, of the coming to, of the being us, of the going from, not habitat, of the long way, of the short stay, of the going back home the way he had come, of the empty heart, of the empty hands, of the dim mind wayfaring through barren lands, of a flame with dark winds hedged about, going out, gone out, of the empty heart, of the empty hands, of the dark mind stumbling through barren lands, that is of what will not abase one toss.
the second hour with Za, who I think is from Barcelona. Colonia Terrassa, Colonia Terrash. That's some trippy, maybe kind of hybrid thing. Victor Jara after that with Lo Unicoy Que Tengo. You about him? He's a Chile guy. Got disappeared. Not totally disappeared because they found the guy who shot him in the head. Terrible thing. After that, Familia Miranda, Falcone. Those are Chile guys that live in Barcelona. I stayed with them. That's how I found out about that. And then Batunizer with Imagina Que Maras Jota. And these guys are bad. They're a bass and drum duet. Tight, man. Tight. Also, they're now in Valencia. So nearby. Then we had Samuel Beckett reading the 23rd addenda. Speaking of which, I finally finished Watt. You know, it's got my name. So I've always wanted to get through that fucking book. It was tough. It gives a wrong change at the end and disappears. It's like, oh my. I understand it's black humor and shit, but damn. And finally, another Belgrade band, Zeleni Val. No, a tune called Zeleni Val. The band's Fish and Oil, and I got turned on by Stanislav. Some bitching shit out coming out of there. Still out in the open sea here.
Yeah, we're moving now.
We took some wake. That from a boat that was bringing some garbage from Catalina. And we don't have a big keel like this guy.
Well, it rocked us pretty good. The bigger the boat, the easier it is on you, but still, you know, taking a swell. Right, but yeah. Rule of thumb is to take the waves head on when you can, you know. But it was
You've been in those
awkward.
Situations where you had to.
Oh, yeah.
Right up on my hook page, I got an adventure.
Yeah, that's
that you
right.
had off the Channel Islands.
I was
total
honored.
Pants shitter.
Honored to see put my storms, the scariest day of my life storm story up on the hook page.
Let's hear some more music.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show, music for the second hour here. We're heading back to the harbor. So Skipper Jeff says go now because he's gonna have to get that diesel motor back on. Yeah, it's called a sailboat, but it has diesel motor too. You heard the missing from Deer Hunter. Flower from Deer Hoof. Delray 97 by Siobhan. That got turned on by nephew Alex. Bitchin' band. Thanks for the turn on, nephew Alex. Mars by Inzaire. That's got the guitar man, Consolio de Maranayo, Stefano Pulia. And then the drummer man, Andrea Belfi. Hobo Combo, Desert Boogaloo. People, these are two guys I'm going to start a 53 gig, 53 day tour with September 10th. It runs through November 1st. Yeah. First gig is Casbah, San Diego. Last gig is Crystal Ballroom, Phoenix.
You doing the Echo again?
Echo's second gig in Echo Park on September 11th. Okay, and finally, Loin Green by Devin Gary and Ross. That Gary is Gary Panner.
Okay,
Jimbo, right? You know, right there's Jimbo. Brother Gabe's got Jimbo right on his fucking arm there. Respect.
There you go.
Respect. There's a little bit of wind. We're just hitting Brother Gabe to the fact of this existence of sea launch, both mothership and launch pad. And one of the voyages earlier this summer, Skipper Jeff brought us right up there. In fact, we got a welcome wagon salute from the U.S. Coast Guard. They were cool. He actually called ahead.
I called ahead.
He's smart, yeah.
The word didn't get to them. They just, they did tell
They were doing maneuvers. They were cool.
Check it out, but they said stay away from the Navy ship.
Did you see this dome there? 430? It's a little dome. That's made out of wood. That's where the Spruce Goose used to be. I think it's in pieces now somewhere up in Washington State.
In Oregon.
Is it in Oregon?
They built a building for it.
But it's not put together yet. I think it's still in pieces.
That used to be in Long Beach, though, right?
It used to be in that dome. And now that dome they use as a soundstage, Hollywood uses it. It's next to the Queen Mary.
Domes are supposed to have great acoustics. You know, the Tacoma Dome is...
Yeah.
The Seattle King Dome was all concrete. Of course, that's where I grew up.
They called it a Big Mac.
They were terrible. Yeah. I saw Zeppelin there and the Stones. The headache, man. It was.
They tore it down. The Tacoma one is still there.
The Tacoma Dome is awesome.
Because they have wood.
It's all wood. Yeah. Sounds good. I used to climb the trees at the Greek. Saw the Talking Heads that way.
Yeah.
Sit in the trees.
Yeah, I used to do that at Greek Theater too. I saw Radiohead twice there.
Did you go up the trees?
Yeah.
The trees?
Up in the mountain hill.
Yeah. I saw Tom Jones one time.
Cool.
Talking Heads, that was good because I was actually in a tree.
Once the first time I saw Talking Heads was Whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on dust.
Wow.
Not so loud. I fell in the mud and it was all in my face and it had been just raining and I didn't even know. I didn't feel it. Just this metal taste in my mouth. I hated it. Don't get into dust, people. Me and D. Boone did for a month and then never again. It was lame. It was really fucking lame. Well, they told us it was pure THC or like the Mota. Yeah, bullshit. Bullshit.
That stuff's still around, I guess. Yeah.
This was 77 or something.
No, there's this show on...
We're going to have to cut you short because we're at the end of the second hour, August 23rd, 2014 edition. Watt Peter Show, born the pride of Cucamonga, heads back to the port of Los Angeles. And we're going to go on the other side of Terminal Island and try to chow at the harbor light.
Yeah, let's
say we tried once before and was defeated.
Yeah.
Hold tight for hour three. August 23, 2014, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
as the criminals roam the street. Somebody in one will miss, ain't no case to dismiss. Cause there's a criminal inside, a criminal inside us all. Don't try to fuck me on the right road. Don't try to fuck me on the right road. Don't try to fuck me on the rock and roll. Don't try to fuck me on the rock and roll. Stay around, rock and roll. Rock and roll, stay around, rock and roll, yeah. Stay around, rock and roll, rock and roll, yeah. Rock and roll, stay around.
My meekness is an endeavor.
We're yeah. I love my phone for so many reasons. It's got GPS for when I get lost. It helps me take pictures of tacos and other meaningless bullshit. But I also love my phone to really irritate people. For example, if I'm walking around, say, Santa Monica or Venice, I can just blurt out, "Hey, you jock frat fucks!" And before people can turn around to kill me, I have my phone up to the side of my face and say, "What are you jock frat fucks up to tonight? Sports on TV? You know I'll fucking be there." And while they want to kill me, they still have all that built-up frustration and anger of being yelled at and called names. They can't do shit because somehow I'm one of them.
Because it's over didn't mean that we tried. Now all that's left is this letter from you, paper thin that the sun shines through. Now all that's left time is such a thief, holds you up when you're lame, stealing all your memories, he's just a pain. Of the time I hold so close, it seems to last for so long. I could never hold you to the past, even when I knew you were wrong. Now all that's left is this memory of you, paper thin that the sun shines. You ever asked of me to throw away my dreams and give you the wings. No fish might fly, I will try to see that you fly away with heartfelt dreams.
such fools to throw something way so intense. By trying to act so cool with false pretense. And send in the clowns with the thorns and the crowns. Give the man a drink when he's down and drowning. Now all that's left is this drawing of you. Paper thin, nothing someone breaks through. Drawing so true. Paper thin, but the sun breaks through. Paper thin, but the sun breaks through. Paper thin, that the sun breaks through.
mentiré a nadie. Pregúntale a mi madre si es verdad que yo vivo enamorado. Del universo bailar, me mueve el alma, me brinda calma, me da energía, me da las fuerzas para nadar infinitamente en paz, pero también me tira lejos, me saca fuera de mi onda natural, me hace ciego, me quema fuego, me pone loco y la duda lentamente va acabando con mi vida.
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the third hour with Rewild doing Criminal Inside. Rewild out of Italy, but in London, trying to make it. Look, that evergreen took a blow there under her name, too. Look at Evie. People, right now we're by the Turning Basin in the Los Angeles Harbor. We're not too far from the big duck, Mr. Hoffman. From Holland.
About 50 yards.
But man, I'm looking at some damage on this cam boat, man. Somebody came and tied up a little rough.
Yeah, they might have had a dock that was facing open water.
Wow.
Yeah, they could have just, you know.
After Rewild, I think from Long Beach, the Sterile Jets with the morning stool. And that's with a U, people. I love my phone, live Bob Schreiner, live, I think, Redwood. Bar and Grill. All that's left is this image of Preston Allen, Sluts of the USA, the duet version by the Dwarves, brand new flag there. 1980s, This Ain't, the 2014 version by the Super Fast Girly Show out of Liverpool. Armor Verde, Chicano Batman. Great fucking band. Can't wait to play with them again. It's All the Same. Kim Salmon and Spencer P. Jones out of Australia. And Incorrect by Elmo and the Sticks. Where are they from? I think they're from Europe somewhere. Damn. Excuse me for not knowing. They got the duck pointed towards the people on the docks here. We're by where the cruise ships tie up. They moved the duck because in the harbor cut, I guess it was attracting too many people.
It was also detracting from the main attraction, which
was the tall ships.
Where all the food trucks are, vendors, blah, blah, blah. So
I see 4 chow trucks, 5, 6, 7... 8 chow trucks by the dock here. So.
And what was this best truck we saw today?
The best one. It wasn't a truck, really, but it was the Oscar Mayer car.
Oscar Mayer Wiener truck.
Truck? That's kind of car. I mean, that looks just like the one in the 60s. It looks like a big fucking hot dog. And speaking of chow, where did we chow?
Harbor Light.
Harbor Light was open.
It was happening.
We tied up there on by Lawson's boatyard.
Larson's, yeah.
And then hoofed it over.
Yeah.
What was it? Corner Fish and
Tuna and Wharf.
Tuna and Wharf. And I had some fish and chips.
I went for the
Gabe. You have a cheeseburger.
Had the cheeseburger.
I went for the Kung Pao because it was recommended on Yelp. Okay. And we met the cook named, what was it?
Espy. Filipina. Yeah, great lady.
And all the Yelp reviews I read about her, she stood up. She's a very colorful, sweet character.
Yeah, and I liked my show. It was good. So
looked like good fish.
Yeah. And was it all greased out and shit?
No.
Yeah, respect. Let's hear some more music.
forget that you could send it to make the sound asleep. Don't wait, see my coffee, and you won't forget. There is something to make me fall to sleep. I can't believe you will take it away from me.
Watt for Pedro show, last music for this edition. We got High and Tight by the Lemon Limes. We're high and tight right now. Well, he's high and tight. He dumped all his fuel off. That's a tanker, empty tanker, brother.
Tug on the stern and tug on the...
Turquoise Hand, Death of Samantha, Don't Be a Fool, Clarence Reed, Synaptic Ripples Reverberating of Vitalum Electric's Key and Drum Overdrive with Sarah Lund, Social Skills Doing Come Clean, and finally Meltemi by Ned Collette and Wire Walker. There's two Foss boats working her. Yeah, and look at that. They're using them as brakes. Yeah, see?
He's moving at a good clip.
Yeah, that's they're brakes. They're not pushing, man.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's heavy work. And you see how small the tractors are? We saw that one in dry dock. Look how huge that thing was. See, that just shows you the proportion. Hey, we're gonna, now, me and D. Boone used to work at this parking lot here, Berth 94-5. And in those days, they had some Catalina flying boats. Some albatrosses, too, but the Catalinas were safer. Hear those? That's the tug.
Yeah, little toot.
The little toots. That's the tugs talking with each other.
That was a learn to read book when I was a kid and you were a kid, right?
Right.
It was like Fun with Dick and Jane or whatever. The little toot.
And anyway, the seaplanes would take off right from here to go to Catalina.
Wow.
Some of the Catalina, there was a flying boat called a Catalina. They were from the Second World War. They were old boats, man, and they were so slow. Wow, look at the wood on this.
Yeah.
That's a big boat there, man. Schooner.
Yeah,
yeah, tall ship. Wow. Ships are amazing here, people.
That's
the whole thing, the big duck.
A square rig, so I think it's something else other than a schooner. Maybe a brig or a bark. I just don't know enough about them big.
Okay.
Old timey ships.
Big old timey. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're here to learn, right?
Yeah.
We're here not to get in the way of the big fucking Mindoro Star.
It's too bad this ain't a video show because today
I took pictures of
it. Technicolor with a big yellow.
Yeah, it really is amazing.
And all of the sails. We're coming into the wake swirl of the big
Brother Gabe, what's your favorite part about today's boat voyage?
Probably just listening to you talk about Pedro, man. You know, you're like an encyclopedia of all this stuff. It's great to learn about it, and it's fun, man. I've never really out on the ocean that much, and I love being by the beach and the water, so it's cool.
Got a little beach in Pedro. Not a lot. You know what? I think I got boat pictures of this boat before. Something happened with this boat. You know, you can look these boats up. There's a registry.
Another,
I can't remember. See, this is the bad thing about like being less younger.
There's a website.
But it's ringing a bell inside my mind. What's that?
There's a website you might enjoy. It's called, anyway, if you just Google AIS, it stands for Automatic Information Systems. But it shows you a chart, and you can go to, like, any port in the world and click, and all of these boats use this new technology, AIS. Kind of helps identify boats that you can't see in the fog, but you can go up and down the California coast, and or you know, if you know there's a boat here, you click on it and it'll give you information, tonnage, you know, sometimes a picture, and it'll show them to you out at sea too.
Now I remember, I took a picture of it. It was shooting bilge out the side when it was tied up. I was going, you know what, is there any turd in there? Yeah. Good people. We brought you the show here aboard Pride of Cucamonga. Skipper Jeff, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
For having us aboard.
Always.
Brother Gabe, thanks for making your hell ride from Echo Park down here to take in some Pedro infos and sites. Good people, it's been the August 23rd, 2014 edition of the Wild for Pedro show here in the harbor in the main channel. We're heading back out towards the marina, right?
Yep.
Tie up, okay?
Tall
and then I'll get this up on the internet.
Tall Ship Festival.
Bye-bye, yellow duck. 100-foot yellow duck. Thank you, Mr. Hoffman, for bringing that and sharing it with us. People, keep your powder dry.